This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back into the Midday Show here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Hooters of Kennesaw. Dave Gordon and Randy McMichael taking you home here on a happy hour Friday. 1 hour left to go in this one. Unfortunately, Andy had to stay home with a sick young child, and certainly wishing them a quick recovery and not too much cleanup.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Well, we got a sick shorty. Yeah, and little man Jack is a little bit under the weather this morning. Came down last night, and so hopefully little man's going to be just fine. But, yeah, we got 1 more hour left in this Friday show. And like you said, the NCAA tournament games have started up. Alabama's up now, 21-13. And then what's the other game?
Baylor-Mississippi State. Continues to be very tight. Okay. Every time I look up, it's tied or it's 1 point, 2 points. I think the largest lead in this game has been five earlier in the first half. But this one has been very tight. Pretty much throughout. They're nearing halftime, 31-30 right now. We're going to get more into the NCAA tournament in just a little bit. We'll talk about today's games, or also maybe look ahead to Saturday's second round. We saw the teams play last yesterday. 16 winners advance, 8 games on Saturday. We'll maybe look at some of those matchups in just a moment. But before we do that, just in the past 25 minutes or so, a little bit of Braves news. Drake Baldwin, among three that have been named to the major league roster. The other two will be situated there in the bullpen. No, not surprised, but it is just confirmation that James McCann and all of that stuff. It's going to be Drake Baldwin's show.
I love it, Abe, because, I mean, we talked to Grant on Wednesday, and I was asking about the situation of how this – catcher routine, whatever, how it would go, and he said Baldwin's going to be the guy.
Yeah, and why not? Nothing wrong with Chadwick Trump.
But you know what he is.
Yeah. And look, there's always the opportunity that if we get to the show and we start things off next week and he really struggles for 10, 12, 14 games, you can sit him down and maybe flip roles for a little bit. Maybe in his 1 day on, 4 days off thing, he starts to get hot, and then you flip back. Or obviously by then, Sean Murphy might be heading back. But, yeah, there's no pain. And, again, here's the other thing, Randy, and we kind of have used this to excuse Orlando Arcia a little bit. If Drake Baldwin struggles, this offense is good enough around him.
Yep.
that it's not going to be the biggest hit in the world.
And it gives
right?
another left-handed bat, though, in the
yeah.
lineup. Too.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most important things. That, but yeah, good for this kid, man. Excited to watch him because you just, I mean. Just don't
Anytime
know.
Anytime a top prospect from an organization
it's always
calls
cool,
up,
right?
It's
always
man,
cool.
It is.
And so, but I think the thing with it is
doesn't
you
always work out.
Yeah.
I was at Tuki Toussaint's debut. It doesn't always work out.
Oh, love me some Tuki. I just wanted him to just stay around so I could just keep saying Tuki.
Still don't understand how it didn't work out. He had electric stuff. Just couldn't put
still,
it together.
Is he still in? Is he with the Angels?
He's got to be out of someone's bullpen, right?
Yeah, last time I remember, he was with the Angels.
He was last time. Let's see. Oh boy, no.
Where's he at? In
south of the border.
In Mexico?
Oh wait, it says that this can't be right. Is he back with Gwinnett? That's not right.
No. Really?
That can't be right.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, you never trust Wikipedia. Yeah, he might be in the Mexican League.
Okay.
Either way, some other news circulating over the past 20 minutes is maybe Pittsburgh, the Steelers, coming a little bit closer, potentially. To a quarterback decision, free agent quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been in Pittsburgh visiting the Steelers. Tom Pelissero says there's no deal imminent, but just the fact that he's there means something, right?
Well, I think that, you know, before Tom's report, it was reported that he already had two like offers, one from the Giants and one from the Steelers, and I still think the Steelers have been waiting and hanging on to him, and once I think his choice, which was going to be Minnesota, said, nah, we cool. Maybe we'll revisit this later. Aaron looked at it from a standpoint of there's no way in hell I'm going to play for the damn Giants. You know, there's no way in hell. Now, he has some talent in the Pittsburgh thing, and as we talked about, the difference I think would be this time is that they were so at awe, and they were so, oh, my God, that's Aaron Rodgers with the Jets.
There's no BS.
There's none of that. There's none of that.
By the way, not just from Tomlin, but from Smith.
From the players,
either.
And that's going to be the one thing. I said this last week. I was like, you know, Arthur ain't no dude. You're just going to tell what to do.
I think we learned that.
Yeah. You're not going to sit there and tell Arthur Smith what you want to do, Aaron. He's going to do what – he's going to make you do what he wants you to do. But, yeah, it's still – you always give quarterbacks input. And he's a legendary quarterback and all those different things. I wouldn't do it. But I said I was starting to lean towards it because I don't think Aaron can be as divisive in Pittsburgh and be as such a jerk
Correct.
In Pittsburgh like he was in New York.
Yeah. Some other news, again, just kind of circulating right now. Shams Charania on Warrior star Stephen Curry, his pelvic area. they have confirmed a contusion.
Okay.
But no structural damage. But Curry is expected to miss the start of Golden State's six-game road trip, which, of course, starts right here on Saturday.
They're in Miami on this trip? Does Jimmy
I don't know their whole trip.
Oh, okay. I was like, does Jimmy Butler get to go back to Miami?
No, remember it was later on this season that they're coming up, I think.
We're late in the season.
Oh no! It's Tuesday.
Yeah, that's not like it's late in the season.
When we looked it up at some point.
Oh, but yeah, he's going to Miami now. I've been to plenty of Heat game. They are notoriously late for games. Oh, they ass gonna be there.
You think so?
Off. Oh yeah, they're gonna be there to boo the hell out of Jimmy. So that's gonna be pretty cool.
Well, there you go. All right, that's been a couple of things circulating there, but I don't know. The big story for me remains the first round of the NCAA tournament. So let's go ahead and dive in. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatments for joint pain. Bow.
Oh, don't be giving me that crap, Mike. Kind of underseated. Come on, man. They beat the hell out of us, man. Let's just go and call it what it was. The way Georgia turned the ball over, they had 10-plus because they were saying they averaged 13 turnovers per game. They were at 10.5, Abe. And I remember I saw the graphic of it, but they hit, I think, because they hit 10 threes in the first half.
At some point, they were shooting like 71%.
They hit 10 threes in the first half, you know, and then I would add it with Georgia's turnovers. It just never had a chance.
And it's also not the sort of team that you come back against, right? When you look, sometimes you'll see maybe a lesser-seeded team get out to a big lead, and then slowly the power starts to build back into it. We almost saw that with Clemson and McNeese. Yeah. McNeese gets out to 24-point lead at one point in the first half. I think they go to halftime up maybe 20. 21 or something like that, and Clemson gets it down to a point, I think, near the end before McNeese holds on or very close, they win by two. You're not going to make that run to get back in the game against Gonzaga.
No, especially when
it became 27-3, it was done.
Especially when you don't have the firepower that you need, especially from the perimeter if you're Georgia. So they walked into a buzzsaw. And
I feel like they didn't see that coming. I don't think anyone saw that coming. Not massively surprised that Gonzaga won the game, but you can circle any game. I don't care if it's a Houston against SIU Edwardsville. Like, I don't think any of these games are getting off to starts of 27-3, 9 minutes in.
No.
But
the Clemson game was bad. Because they were getting their teeth kicked in.
But it wasn't 27-3.
But they were up by –
They were up 24 in
exactly.
the first half.
They were up by the same amount.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, you know –
9 minutes in from the jump.
Mean, they kicked them. But give Clemson credit, man. They found a way to fight back and try to get into a two-point game. But the kids from McNeese, I mean, you think about what they're going through. Their coach is leaving. He's going to take another job. And then, because I was like, because we remember yesterday, I was like, why do I know this damn name?
Yes. Yeah.
Will
Wade.
Oh, it's the LSU coach.
Caught telling stories on an FBI wire.
Yeah. Then, you know, but yet he's back up, baby. We're back up, you know, because he's going
he's
to
back into a power conference.
Yes.
We're
up. And so, yeah, but I mean.
That the conference needs someone.
He's a damn good coach, Abe.
Yeah.
And he got damn good players that came from
D2.
High end schools.
Multiple. Yes. Like four of them from
yes,
D2.
That came from high
Maybe
end
more.
Schools, man.
Yeah.
But good for McNeese. I like his presser, as he was saying. Laying out, but I didn't know where McNeese was, and I thought it was always McNeese State, but I didn't just want to call it McNeese.
Yeah.
But I mean,
they dropped the state.
Yeah, and I know Bo was telling me it's down there in that area down there, but he was talking about the money that this generates for that part of the community, and he kept on saying us and we, and I just kept saying, don't say us and we when you leave it. Don't say us and we when you leave it. You're leaving us.
Still wearing the shirt
right now.
I know,
but still.
He's got the logo.
He's going to wait it. If NC State really wanted you, you're going to wait it.
Is his tournament bonuses being paid by NC State or by McNeese?
By McNeese.
Okay. But for now,
you know he should
till that last check.
You know what he should do?
Return it.
Get a program that money back. Because I know NC State paying them a nice penny.
I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure they are, too.
Good little bit. The NCAA tournament rolls on today. We're going to talk about some of these other games in a little bit. But just want to remind you, live coverage of the tournament today on 92.9. The game is going to start at 7 p.m. It is currently live right now on Westwood1Sports.com. So if you're looking for any of these games now, you got Alabama up, seven towards the end of the first half. And let's see, Baylor-Mississippi State's got to be at halftime now. 37-32 at Baylor's. Baylor Bears lead. I think that's the largest lead we've had in this half. So we'll see how it plays out the rest of the way. Real quick, tomorrow here, Randy, we've got the winners of Thursday's games matching up with each other. Arkansas, I thought, looked pretty good against Kansas. They're going up against St. John's. A lot of people have St. John's at least to the Elite Eight,
some
potentially
Final Four.
Knocking off Florida or another team in the Elite Eight to reach the Final Four. This one, Arkansas-St. John's, pretty interesting to me. McNeese having a go against Purdue is interesting.
If the coaches weren't the coaches in that game right there, would it be as intriguing?
Arkansas-St. John's. I thought you were talking about McNeese-Purdue. I was like, yeah, it still would be.
Yeah, of course not.
No, the storylines are there. I agree with you. But, I mean, also, McNeese and Purdue is a game between two teams that we don't think are going that far.
But McNeese.
But St. John's is a team we think, right. and this is like their first opportunity to showcase how they deal with being tested. And then Tennessee as well. Tennessee was pretty comfortable yesterday against Wofford. They didn't blow them out necessarily, but it was very comfortable, 15-point win. But I mentioned, man, and you talked about it too, that UCLA team, man, number 7 seed, but they took it to
Beat
Utah State.
Down.
One of the more impressive performances from the first day. So there's some good games coming your way tomorrow. I really look forward to it because, one, we'll figure out a couple of teams that could be here in Atlanta.
Right.
Atlanta's holding Sweet 16 and Elite Eight action next weekend. And, by the way, we're here at Hooters of Kennesaw. You can register to win tickets to one of those regional games here in Atlanta. You just come up, fill out a quick form, pop it in the box, and we'll do a drawing down the road to give someone some tickets. So, again, we are at Hooters of Kennesaw. It is the Midday Show. Abe Gordon and Randy McMichael here on a happy hour Friday. And when we come back, we're going to continue the discussion, look ahead to some of the more action from today's schedule. Again, only two games underway right now, so plenty still to come. It is the Midday Show. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. More college basketball discussion next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boyaka! Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show. Randy McMichael, Abe Gordon here, filling in for Andy Bunker. Got some interesting thoughts on what's going on right now here on the NCAA tournament. Alabama's opened up a little bit of a bridge now between themselves and Robert Morris. I was just talking with Randy real quick. Robert Morris almost got one a couple of years ago against Kentucky. I couldn't remember if they actually won that game or not, but they were a high seed scare against Kentucky and trying to do one against Alabama as well.
I remember I cannot remember what team I played for. It might be when I was with the Dolphins and we had got this quarterback from Robert Morris.
By the way, they beat Kentucky 59-57.
Got this quarterback from Robert Morris. My main man, what's going on, brother? He was 6'5", rocket arm, Abe. Looked like Josh Allen, if you would see him, right? Looked like Josh Allen, all those different things. Could not call a play to save his life. I don't want to call nobody dumb, but did not understand protections. Now, when he was on scout team, Abe, when you know where they draw the lines and show you who to throw the ball to, he would light your ass up. But when they actually went out there and had to play football, another story. But that's why I always remember when you talk about Robert Morris, we had this big stud-looking quarterback and could not – read a defense to save his damn life.
Now, this can't be right, this Robert Morris thing we're talking about. I'm reading here that this game, 59-57, was a first-round NIT game.
I know they beat somebody's team.
Is that what we're talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. I know.
NIT win?
But I remember when you said
they did. They did beat Kentucky.
They beat somebody big.
Some discussion here brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Alabama as a 2 seed right now. They're up 8 against Robert Morris as we head towards home in the first half. And I know what Alabama accomplished in the SEC. I think they were alive to be a 1 seed really up until the SEC tournament, depending on whether you think what happens in that tournament matters or not. They're one of the few teams, though, that are dangerous that I don't know if they've played their best basketball. They feel like, and I'm going to focus on one young man that we've seen perform before, and that's East Kawita's own, Chris Youngblood. And if you remember, Youngblood was there with Amir Abdur-Rahim at Kennesaw State.
Yep.
He then also went with Amir to South Florida before transferring there to Alabama. I just don't know if he's played his best yet. I think if he gets going, they can really turn it on. And I think we've seen probably as good as Florida can play. I think we've seen, for the most part, as good as Auburn can play. I don't know if we've seen as good as Alabama can play. So that'll be interesting. By the way, I just saw a stat. Robert Morris only 1 turnover in the first half, and that's probably why this game right now is within 6, unless he drains this 3, within 9
real quick,
heading into halftime.
Gordo, who's our on-site engineer, just showed me Steph Curry is not going to travel without Golden State. So it seems like he will not be in the house for
– We figured after the reports from Shams that he was certainly going to miss at least the opener against Atlanta.
The thing with Alabama is, like you said, they're in the – it's a three-point game right now.
Yeah, Robert Morris just responded.
They're hanging it down now because I got the game to my back for some reason. I'm watching the Braves. Is this game live, the Braves are playing?
That's spring training,
I mean, you knew that.
I don't know why I said
I'm watching
there's
the
a women's
Braves,
tournament game over there.
Good Morning America. Friends, which I've never seen an episode of.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hard pass.
But, I mean, when you look at Alabama has everything. They have the size advantage, everything on Robert Morris right now. But to me, right, it just seems like Robert Morris is just mucking up the game. Alabama is not playing to the level of what they
And again, with one turnover, there are certain keys for these smaller schools.
And that's the biggest thing right there, a perfect point. They're not giving you free possession.
Great equalizers.
They're not giving in to the pressure that you're supposed to be putting on this young team because you are the bigger team, because you are the more talented team. But the one thing about them, and that's what gives, I think, this afternoon's game between UNC and Ole Miss. Ole Miss has not turned the ball over. And so does that put UNC at a disadvantage because they won't turn it over? Because I think that overall, when you go play for player or whatever, I think UNC is more talented than Ole Miss. But Ole Miss holds that X factor, like you said, of not turning the ball over.
Yeah, so that's one of the games that I've got my eye on. You mentioned number 11, North Carolina, against Ole Miss, a 6 seed, 4:05 on TNT. Before that, and we talked about it, and Iowa State Lipscomb is going to tip off in just a couple of moments. That's a number 3 seed against
Lipscomb
14.
At?
Like physically?
Yeah.
I think they're in Tennessee, right?
Okay. That's why I asked you, Abe.
Yeah, they're in Nashville. But that Colorado State Memphis game, the 12-5, which has become, we need to get away from that being like, quote, trendy upset. I mean, Colorado State is 12 seed favored in this game.
Yes.
North Carolina as an 11 seed is favored in this game.
Does that make you think, like, why is Memphis the 5th seed?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think they were the 5th seed because they won their conference tournament. And I don't – by the way, I'm not one who subscribes to what you do in the conference tournament has no bearing. Maybe for the big boys, right, like the 4 teams that made the 4 semis in the SEC, maybe for those 4, based on the fact that Auburn was still the overall number 1, it didn't matter. I think for Memphis, if they lose, they're probably a 7 seed. If they win their conference tournament, they're a 5 seed. They won their conference tournament in a tight game, and they were the 5 seed. But it also has to do with Colorado State and the way that they're trending and the way that they've played in recent weeks. So that one's at 2. That one's fascinating to me. And then again, Oklahoma UConn is just
– yeah, because I don't know. I mean, I watched when they beat – I'm talking about Oklahoma. When they beat Georgia in
they
this
got hot,
season,
baby.
They shot the lights out. But is that who they are? You know, and I think that's a lot to do with, like, not being familiar with a lot of these teams. I know, and we all know what UConn is. Well, was
supposed to be, right?
Yes,
like that's
yes.
Old. I'm fascinated.
Know a lot about this. We don't know a lot about this team because we're so used to the last couple of years watching this UConn team just kick everybody's mouth loose.
Yeah,
and that this year it's been a struggle. It really, really has. And I mean, the players. Granted, the players aren't as good as they were.
But Caravan still. I mean, they got some talent still. It's also just been very interesting. And again, preseason. Preseason rankings are what they are in basketball, in football, kind of all over.
Yes.
But
hey, ladies, how y'all doing?
It's always been interesting to me to see how bad they got it this year.
Right.
UConn was up there. Kansas was the preseason one.
Yes.
They're now essentially one and done in the NCAA tournament. There were a number of schools that were up top there that just – they weren't even close. Gonzaga was top 10 for weeks out of this season. Now they're darn near a 10th seed in the NCAA tournament, and obviously it's tough to kind of figure out the impact of transfers. How they're going to play in different stages.
It's so big in this stage, especially in college basketball, because one reason is because you can go to these smaller schools and still get into the big dance. You know what I mean? Like, these small schools, you transfer to a small school in football, your ass ain't going no damn playoffs. He's going to be a good player on a bad team. But in this situation right here, you can go to these small schools, still get an opportunity to get on this big stage and shine just like all those kids did yesterday for McNee, just like these kids from other schools. Because McNee's not the only school that has that formula of taking these kids from these big Division I prospects and bringing them down to a lower level. That's the way it is now. You see a lot of that when you see those 13 seeds and you see those 12 seeds and 11 and 10, and then you go look at their roster and see how many of those players are transfers from Power 5, Power 4 schools. They're loaded with them.
Yeah.
They're loaded with them.
Let me ask you about two games going on a little bit later today, one at 4:35, one at 7:10. See if you buy into the upset special at all. And why, if so. Grand Canyon seems to be trendy against number 4 Maryland. And then some people are talking about Troy against Kentucky. And I just have a tough time believing it. I think Maryland with Derek Queen, the big guy down low, I just think he's too good. I think he's going to dominate this game
against
Grand Canyon.
Unless it's one of those things where Grand Canyon makes Maryland beat them from outside.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's one of those things where you don't have no pressure. Because what McNeese State did a really good job of yesterday against Clemson was they kept switching up defensive assignments all the way down. They were man-to-man one time. They dropped back to a zone. They go to a matchup zone.
Tough to get into a flow.
They were just – exactly.
Offensively.
They just kept throwing stuff at them. You could probably see something like that going against Maryland, but unless you get to a point where you just pack the paint and just allow Maryland to just shoot uncontested three pointers, Maryland should win this. Give it our calendars. Maryland should win this football game pretty easy. But we have the Hooters calendars up here too. Big G Money's out here handing out. Okay.
Troy.
I don't know. His mama might not approve because I don't think Sampson would like that. You're a 12-year boy. Wouldn't you like a Hooters calendar? Oh yeah, mama wouldn't like that though. You don't put that back. No, I don't think that'd be too. I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Troy, the Trojans, pretty solid inside. They just per average out rebound Kentucky. 5.5 blocks per game is Troy. But Kentucky just feels like they ought to steamroll in this, right?
Yes, they should.
Kentucky's. We've also seen them. The ought to steamroll Kentucky teams have sometimes found themselves on the wrong side of this.
In dogfights and everything. I'm curious about this Kentucky team, just like I was about the Arkansas team. Just very curious about them. Because when you look at it, it used to be – we talked about how good – I mean, teams the SEC got in. Well, it used to be Kentucky and the SEC.
Right.
You know, and that was about the SEC conference because everybody seemed to caught up because players are going here and whatever. But, yeah, Kentucky, they need a good showing. You know, when we talked about how North Carolina needed a good showing, you know, I think Kentucky needs one of those two.
The last night of the game the last game of the night, a little reversey on those wordplay, Liberty and Oregon.
Oregon beat the hell out of them.
Interesting you say that. Yes. I'm real high on Oregon. I have them actually getting past Arizona in the next round as well. And it just it feels to me like a lot of people are buying into Liberty. Again, trendy 12-5. Exactly. Oregon's a team that kind of disappeared a little bit in the Big Ten. They stood out a little bit in the pack. But in the Big Ten, kind of disappeared. And I don't know. I like the way that they ended their season. They went like 8 or 9 straight before game losses to a sandwich Michigan State
but
team.
But yeah. It's a 12-5. So
trendy, trendy.
Are we shocked when 12s beat 5? As we talked about
not
this
anymore.
Not anymore, really. Now
13-4 still gets you. 13-4 still gets you. 12-5 is just like, and again, how many 12 seeds are actually favorites, right?
Yeah, two of them.
Right.
Yeah.
And we mentioned UNC as an 11 seed is a favorite. So, no. And then the final thing, I know we got a break, is just Duke taking on Mount St. Mary's. Cooper Flagg. They
active.
Say he's available. Say
active.
He's active. We'll see. You and I are kind of on the same page as this. Like, well, what are we doing here with that? Why are you trying to play this guy against 16? We'll see how it goes. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. When we come back, it is time for the Midday AMA.
Get your ass to the phone.
As we wrap up here on a Friday, 404-726-0929. If you want to get involved, dial us up any question, any topic, 404-726-0929. The AMA coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right from the Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the Midday AMA, just about to get going. We got a couple of callers online, but we've also got a couple of open lines. So if you want to get involved, ask me or Randy or even Bo back in studio a question. Jump on the phone lines right now. It is your opportunity to do so, 404-726-0929. We got a couple of games going on. One more just about to tip, that Lipscomb game traveling from Tennessee. They're getting ready to take on Iowa State, the number 3 seed there. Game being played in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Man, 285 in right now. Come on,
no,
man.
Come on, don't
man.
Do that
come
to
on,
me.
Come on, don't do this to me today.
Now, I was driving here.
I got stuff to do this afternoon.
I was driving here this morning, and I stopped to get gas right parallel to the highway.
Right.
And I saw
what
was backed up. And I was lucky. It was only like a half mile down the highway. There was a crash, and so you had to divert out of the middle. They hadn't gotten it over yet. Yeah, it's just stuck in the middle. It wasn't that bad.
285 right now.
That's Friday.
Yeah. And then y'all talking about some – because I remember when me and Buck came here, that was the year Kennesaw went. And so I kind of familiar, kind of knew what area was. Y'all talking about, no, it's one exit south. It's like, hold on.
I just took ways. I don't know. Same exit, turn left,
but I took
the
same way I always take when I go up from when we go to Twin Peaks. It's right down the street from Twin Peaks.
Yeah, it's 2.5 miles away.
Y'all had me thinking it was somewhere else. Yes, you too, Abe, because you said it's 2 miles. I think it's that way right there off another exit.
Well, it was 2 miles that way.
But it was on the same exit, Abe.
Sure.
Yes, it was.
Probably multiple ways.
It was on the exit.
Probably
it was on the same exit, Abe.
Couple varieties of possibilities. All right, let's go ahead and get the AMA started off. We got Daniel is hanging out my neck of the woods, Dunwoody. What's going on, Daniel?
What's up, Andy and Randy? Hey, Randy, you just cool as the other side of the pillow, dog. That's why I fool with you. Andy,
thank you.
I fool with you because you like me. You from the PNW, Seattle Central District in the building, baby. Yeah, all of this uproar about Kirk Cousins and stuff. Hey, man, I think everybody just going to have to understand that, hey, dude's probably going to be here. It is what it is. I hate to see him with all that money being a second stringer. It is what it is. Also, on top of that, just my opinion, I really feel like the Falcons kind of somewhat made a haste decision signing Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
I feel like there was just certain things that they weren't sure about. And the only reason I say that is just because you went and snatched your homeboy Penix in, you know, the first round. So I just felt like y'all had already had that in the plan, but it was like, we need somebody right now, right now, right now. So it was like I guess that was the best thing available. And, you know, so I just felt like it was still a lot of unsurety with that situation. It is what it is. You know what I mean? And we just going to have to go from there and see what they do, man.
Appreciate
the call. Yeah, it's an interesting timeline, Randy. The mistakes were made, obviously, but they were made in reverse order.
Yes.
And I think if you could have told Terry Fontenot that, hey, Michael Penix is going to be there when you're selecting, he probably never does the Kirk Cousins deal. But at the time he signed it, I think it would have been a tough sell for you to sit here and tell him,
you're going into the offseason
this
without
is going to be
because I mean, you have a Tyler Heineke on the roster. So yeah, I understand that. The biggest thing, my takeaway is that they were desperate and they acted in a desperate state by bidding against himself for Kirk Cousins and giving him a no damn trade clause.
Him a contract no other team was coming close to the problem.
You didn't have to do that.
Yeah, 404-726-0929 to get involved with the midday AMA. It's Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker. Appreciate it. Let's go out to line two. You right there, Andy? Let's go out to line two. We got Tim in Smyrna. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, Ben Randy. Hey, guys. My question's about coaching in sports. So, in your opinion, what sport does the coach, either good or bad, have the most influence on the game, the speed, the roster, football, soccer, collegiate, to where when you have a heartbreaking loss, the coach is on the hot seat, or you have a good win, the coach is the reason for it. So would love to get your thoughts around, you know, the impact that a coach or a manager has on their respective club. Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate it. That's always one of them.
I think it's an easy answer. Yeah, I think it's football.
I agree with that.
I think more on the offensive side than the defensive side.
But he's talking about head coach, right?
All right, get a play-calling head coach.
Yeah, that's what I'm,
that's what I'm thinking of.
If he's talking about a head coach.
Like, what is Brock Purdy and the 49ers without Kyle Shanahan?
I agree with you. Because I think the Dodgers would be great even without Dave Roberts.
Baseball, I think they probably have the least to do. Yeah, you have to deal with the bullpen and some decisions involved there, and you maybe set your
As great as Steph Curry and that Warriors run was, like, Steve Kerr is a great coach. Would they have went on that run without Steve Kerr? Would the Bulls be who the Bulls were without Phil Jackson?
I think great coaches in football can make good players great.
I disagree. You know why I disagree? Because the best coach I've ever played for, and Nick Saban, said that. He said, I can't make average players great.
I didn't say average. I said good.
You can't make good – a good player is a good player.
I don't want to overstate it, but when I look at what the Chiefs have been able to win with at the receiver position.
But he has a great player. It's a difference when you have quarterback.
But I also think you've designed an offense that allows average players to be good and maybe good players
but
to be great.
The thing with it is, as you said, when you talked about Brock Purdy, a good player sometimes can only get you to a certain place.
Agreed. So, 100% agreed.
And Nick Saban said you can't make a bad player a great player. That's what it was.
No, you
can't do that. You can't do that.
No. We got Brian in Buford. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, I have a question. Well, I put a little bit of twist on the Kirk Cousins situation. I was sitting thinking about it, and what if when we signed Kirk Cousins, then we draft a QB, and then he has a great first couple of games. He has a great season. Do you think that he was kind of bitter because we drafted the QB in the first round, and therefore he threw the season away
on his own? Come on, man.
He didn't tank the season.
He didn't tank the season.
On purpose. He's here to win, and he was here to win. There's a lot of timeline playing with on this whole discussion because we all agree he was hurt. It wasn't an issue with his performance for getting out of play. He was hurt.
Right.
If he's never hurt, we're not having any of these conversations.
At all, because
he's still your starting quarterback.
I think that's
the
most important thing.
You've gone to the playoffs.
Yes.
You may have won a game.
Exactly.
Fontenot's not on the hot seat.
Exactly.
You're not yelling about drafting Penix and this. It's all hindsight frustration.
I do not believe that Kirk Cousins said to himself, I'm mad.
I'm going to show him.
There's no way in hell.
Build up their hope and tear it back down.
I would never, ever say that about him. I mean, that's just like – that's diabolical to tell. And I don't know Kirk Cousins personally.
It's not even him.
It's not even him.
Any competitor that reaches that level of success as an individual or as a teammate, it's just unfathomable.
And I know people say, well, he didn't tell them they were hurt. I understand that. I think he was afraid to lose his job. He would never, ever just sabotage and be like that. No, I don't think that.
This isn't MI6. It's not saboteur. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not – I don't think it's not some grand conspiracy. He Pretty simple.
Yeah,
he was a player that's played a long career, and he didn't want it to end this way, and he tried to hide that, and unfortunately it went the way it went. But, yeah, we're not. Come on.
We're not going to do that.
All right, Alexis is in Ellenwood. What's going on, Alexis?
How you doing, guys? Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
All right. Howdy.
All right, well, just a fun fantasy question, just a dreaming out here. Long-time football fan, give me your all-time five, so take offense. We'll go three receivers, a running back, a tight end, and a quarterback.
Okay.
Who would you take for all time? And I'm just going to give you my five real quick.
All right.
Dan Marino, quarterback. We'll go Larry Fitzgerald, Jerry Rice, and Randy Moss at the receiver spots. We're going to go Gronk at tight end and Eric Dickerson at running back. Give me yours. Let me just hear what you got to say.
Did he say fantasy? So as far as, like, you probably collecting points?
Any five from any time that you would prefer. What do you say? Quarterback?
Yeah. Quarterback, running back, three receivers. Tight end. My tight end would probably be, if we're talking about fantasy-wise, be Gates. Because he
wants a tight end too?
Yeah, all Tone did was score damn touchdowns. So I'm going to go Gates. We'll go Gatesy. I'm going to go Jerry Rice. I'm going to go Chris Carter because all he did was catch touchdowns. And
I thought about Carter on mine, too.
Yeah.
Didn't make it.
Who's gets a lot of touchdowns? And Randy Moss, okay. And then my running back would be probably Emmitt Smith because Emmitt Smith had all the touchdowns.
I went
quarterback.
We're going five, right?
Yeah, quarterback Tom Brady.
Two receivers, a tight end, and a running back. I understand Brady, and that's fine. I'm going to take Peyton.
Yep.
Give me Jerry Rice and Randy Moss.
Yep.
Running back, I'm going to take Eddie George. If you're spreading defenses wide,
That is not a name that I would have ever thought
you
would say.
I loved Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie can go.
He was a problem.
Eddie can go.
And then, honestly, like, all the reasons you brought up different tight ends are fine. I don't need to throw to my tight end until I get to the 10-yard line with this offense.
Mm-hmm.
So give me Gronk in the end zone.
Okay.
Just give me Gronk in the end zone. I don't need him between the 20s. We're good there. That is my fantasy five. We got Kay in McDonough. What's going on, Kay?
Hey, I'm going to play – I'm a Giants fan, so I'm going to play general manager for the Giants for a second.
Let me hear it.
We got a third pick this year in the draft. So if third pick comes around and Cam is gone and Shadur is gone, what do you think about calling the Falcons and getting Kirk Cousins for the third pick?
Oh, we mentioned that this week. It's like because obviously Kirk would have to
Let me
his
third trade here.
What?
The Falcons can trade Kirk Cousins for the third overall pick, is what he's suggesting?
Yes. Like.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's a win for the Falcons, of course.
A win?
Huh?
That is way.
Yeah,
that's a Super Bowl, bro.
But Kirk has to waive his no trade clause.
So I have some thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Does Kirk
want to go through the damn Giants and then give the Falcons the number three overall pick? We were talking about he ain't diabolical two callers ago to, like, tank the season.
I'll tell you the problem.
But there's no way in hell.
I'll tell you the problem. Because I'm going to have some more thoughts on this. I'm hosting Monday night.
Okay.
And I have some thoughts on Kirk Cousins, the timeline for him, the timeline for the Falcons, and the no trade clause. I think Kirk would veto every trade up until after the draft.
I agree with that.
Because I don't think he can afford, even for the third overall pick, to say, let's play this out, he goes to the Giants, and then in the second or the third round, they take Jackson Dart or
something
like
that.
What
was the caller's name?
Kay.
Kay, appreciate you listening and calling in. Yo, you said play GM. You'd be fired. If you traded Kirk Cousins for number three overall pick.
That's what I was trying to figure out if he was – I was like, does he mean like a third round pick or like three overall? Because, I mean, Terry, give him the key to the city.
I mean,
bro,
Terry get nothing but wings. Terry get free wings and lap dances forever in Atlanta.
Oh, my God. Just got sent an email, some futures bets. Amir Khan, our favorite student manager, there are odds for his next NIL deal.
Oh, really?
Popeyes.
Wow.
Louisiana Kitchen, 2-1.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts, 4-1. Crystal Burger, 5-1. T-Bell, Taco Bell, 6-1, and then on and on.
Nobody calls it T-Bell, but you ain't.
That's all right.
Nobody.
I'll start a movement.
No.
Start the trend.
Nobody calls it T-Bell, but you ain't.
All right. Maybe that made the list. Maybe it didn't. Let's go ahead and get away to takeaways.
My takeaway of the day is that Abe eats chicken nuggets with a fork.
I don't understand. We didn't get into this. We don't have time anymore. No. But I will gladly defend myself.
I don't want you
haters,
to. I don't want you to.
Specifically the one to my left.
Don't want you to.
If you could see the decimal point in your bank account, you're poor.
That's not true.
You're poor.
That's not true.
Or I guess you're not poor. You could use $400,000 is really what
I'm
came
probably
out.
As far as it concerns like tax brackets, I think that you're probably right, Abe. As spring break approaches, your travel tips from the midday show with Andy and Randy. Flying across country with a bruised ass does not feel good.
That's so true, man. Hey, man, we appreciate everybody tuning in. Hey, my man, thank you last minute and everything. Hopefully Jack is feeling better. Monday, going to be a big show.
Yeah, a lot going on this weekend. Obviously, NCAA tournament, a Hawks back in action. They got two big ones at home. Atlanta United trying to pick up 3 points on the road. And all the NCAA action going on as well. And hopefully no news about Georgia driving incidents.
None. Dumbasses. Y'all have a good day. Dukes and Bell with Turtle. They are at Twin Peaks in
Buckhead.
In Buckhead. So make sure y'all go over there and holler. And we will see y'all on Monday. Have a good weekend and a safe one.